Zakt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trum ist Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet, ein Tarmin, mi min, al she'ene minoi. You cannot separate Truma from one mean, from one type, on another type. If you're separating Truma for wheat, take wheat for wheat. Figs, take figs for figs. But it has to be the same mean. V'im tarm, if someone is mafers Truma, from one mean on another mean, ain't Truma, say Truma. What he separated is simply not Truma, and what he tried to fix remains Teva. However, what's called the same type? Zakt the Mishnah, kol min chitim echad. All types of wheat are considered one when it comes to truma, even though there are different types of wheat. There's red wheat, there's white wheat, but I can still separate white wheat for red wheat, or the other way around. Vaitra zakta mishna kol min teinim, all types of figs. Ugroi grois, or ugroi gorois. These are dried figs. Udvela, dvela are dried figs that were pressed, like into a cake. They're all considered echad, one type of mean for truma. V'tayre mizel zeh. So you can separate truma from any one type of wheat for any other type of wheat. Zakt the Mishnah weiter. Kol makom sheyesh kayin. If you have a kayin that could accept the truma, and the Baal HaBayis wouldn't have to put it away until a kayin comes around, tarim min hayafa, then take the truma from the best of your peiros. Now sometimes the best peiros don't have the longest shelf life. So my choice is a peiri that's better right now. It's a geshmaka looking peiri. Like a fresh fig. It's juicy, it looks good, it's sweet. It's more chashiv, but it won't last that long. On the other hand, a dried fig isn't as chashiv, isn't as geshmak, but has a much longer shelf life. It'll last much longer. Then tarim min hamiskayim, and you had best be mafrish the truma from peiros that last longer, even though they aren't quite as good, not quite as nice, not quite as geshmak. So off the mitzvah of separating truma, would have been nice to have a geshmaka peri. But practically speaking, what's more chashiv? The Torah says chashiv, that means what's going to mean more for the kayin. By the time the kayin gets here, the dried one will be more useful, so then the dried one is better. Rabbi Huda says, Li oilam hu tayrim and hayafa, don't make that cheshbin, you do what you have to do, you take off the best. And whatever happens, happens. Rabbi Huda dashes the pasik, by Rimchem as chelboy, when you have raised its best from it. You have to give the best. What happens afterwards? That's not our concern. We have to fulfill what the Torah says, and this is what Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to do. However, once again, the Batanura says that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Tanakam. If it's better to give the Kayin something that's going to last than give him something that's not so good, but has a longer, the way we say, a longer shelf life. It's going to last longer. Okay, let's chazer, and perhaps we'll add some nekudas to this Mishnah. So we learned the Yisai that when you're a mafresh truma, it has to be from the same mean. Can't take wheat to be truma for dates. Can't take dates to be truma for figs, and so on. And if you do, the truma is not truma. However, if you take from one type of wheat on the other type of wheat, that's okay. All wheat is considered one, even though some are white, some are red. For that matter, the Mishnah also told us, kol min te'enim, ugroi grois, udevela, are considered echad. Now, there are different types of figs. Some are black, some are white. But you can be mafrish black figs as truma for white ones or the other way around. For that matter, there are moist figs, we call that te'enim. Then there's gregorais, which are dried figs, and there is devela, which are dried figs that are pressed like into a round circle, a round cake. They're all considered one mean. You can be separate from one on the other. So you can even take moist te'enim and use that for groigrois, even though the te'enim are from the black type and the groigrois are from the white type. All te'enim, different types of te'enim, and regardless if it's moist or dry or pressed into a cake, it's all considered one. Sometimes you have a choice. Something that's very good, very geschmack, but it doesn't last as long, or something that lasts as long, but it's not so good and not so geschmack. For example, says the Batanura, te'enim, fresh te'enim, obviously is more geschmack. It's considered more chashav azach, but it doesn't last as long as the groigrois, as the dry te'enim. So what should I rather give? What should I give as truma? Should I give the te'enim, which are more chashav, or the groigrois that last longer? Our Mishnah is going to tell us, it depends. For example, so if there's a kayin that could enjoy the fresh fig before it begins to deteriorate, then give him the fresh one, give him the best one. If you're going to have to put it away until you find a kayin, then put away something which is going to last longer. How do we know you're supposed to put away the best? The Torah says, V'leisisu olav chet, b'harim chem es chelbo mimenu. Chelbo means the best. V'chelek ha-mufchar. If you take the best, then loisisi olav chet, then you won't have an aveira. But if you're not going to take from your best, then tisi olav chet. But when the Torah says the best, we mean what's best for the kayin. So it's best for the kayin to have a dried fig that's edible than a moist fig that began to not be so good. So once again, chalmakom sheyeshkan, if there's a kayin, you can give him the truma right away, turim in ayafa, give him the te'enim, let's say. Chalmakom she'en kayin, there's no kayin, and you're going to have to put it on the shelf and wait till you have an opportunity to give it to a kayin, then turim in ameskayim. Rather give him, let's say, in this case, the dried figs that are going to last longer. Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda says, you always take from the best. The Torah says you have to take from the best. And they start to spoil. You have to do what the Torah says you should do. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, as Isaac Rabbi Huda. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Huda, says the Bat Tanura. Somebody once came crying to the Kapishin Sereba, Zuchan Levracha, that he doesn't have a hat. His son is getting married. He couldn't afford a hat for himself. So the Rebbe went in and brought out his hat. So his family said, but that's a brand new hat that you got. Give him the hat you're wearing now, which is also a decent-looking hat, and take the brand new one for yourself. So the Rebbe said, the Pasuk says, if you give tzedakah, you give it from the best.